So they say hindsight is 20/20, and you have the unique chance in this talk to learn from other people's mistakes and also their successes. And with a founding date in 2018, Senam Games has a long history to tell you about of both commercial game development and contract work, all in Godot. And they even launched their first game, Hauma, this September, so let's give a huge applause for that, and also our speaker, Senat.
Thank you, Beck. So, hi, very nice to see everybody here. I'm happy to give you this talk. So, my name is Senat. I run Senam Games, which is a tiny indie studio here in Munich, Germany. And just as a heads up, this will be kind of a high-level overview talk over different topics. And it's kind of a broad topic, actually, for 25 minutes, so brace yourself, it'll be a little bit of a speed run. All right, let's jump in. So I just want to give you an idea who I am. And regarding what it means like to run an indie business, I want to talk about these three things. The first is technology, the second is about ecosystem, and biz dev, basically everything that brings money. Okay, so who am I? So it's a while back that I started university, and I loved computers, so I started with computer science. And I was clueless for a long time until I had a seminar on OpenGL, and that was like awesome, and that was great. For this talk, I actually Googled this project. I did it in 2007 and never opened it again. It still runs, actually. It's sourced on SourceForge, like... So that was with C++ and OpenGL, and I wanted to make a big RTS. I got to some stage, I managed to put something there. And 2 years later, I was finished with uni, and I wanted so bad to get into the games industry. And I started at a game studio here in Munich, which did this game, which is now a quite big franchise. I think Dungeons 4 is about to come out this week or something like that. So that's fantastic, they're doing a great job. And it was still at the time when we did custom our own in-house engines on top of Ogre, which so we had the rendering covered. And this was with C#, so .NET. And we did some things like, you know, integrating Lua as a script engine, networking layers, and component-based, like game objects, so everything from scratch. That was really, really lots of fun. And after that, I turned my back to game development because it can be tedious. And since I'm in Munich, I went to a big car company, and I worked with OpenGL. I did some 2D visualizations, so that was on a head-up display on the windshield, which was like really, really cool back then. And funnily enough, with Java, and because that was their framework. And then, again, 2 years later, I want to start my own games, and we built something now with Unity 3D. This was actually the project I did to learn Unity 3D. So it was awesome to have a game engine like ready. You don't have to build everything from scratch. That was really, really, really cool, and I loved Unity 3D. And since I built the networking layer earlier, this was multiplayer, so it was like an RTS with cute orcs, and they hit each other. And we didn't get the funding, but it was still a great experience. Another game I worked on a bit later is also in Unity 3D. So this was kind of a game for mobile devices with up to 50 players in parallel, kind of like, and here I also worked on the back end. So I worked now with JavaScript, and there was this service called Parse. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Like Facebook bought them and killed it, but And even later, I turned my back to game development. I went into iOS development, and that was kind of still a little bit new, not exactly new, and a bit exciting. So I worked with Objective-C, I worked with Swift, I worked with Python because we were doing a little bit some AI image classifier things. So I worked basically with a whole bunch of different things. And now I'm working with Godot, and that's since 2018. So I returned to gaming. I started my own games company called Senam Games. We're completely remote. completely asynchronous, and we're also like in different places all over Europe and sometimes other continents. And so released Hauma, our debut title, 2 months ago. It's a visual novel. It looks like this comic book noir, and you're a detective, you're doing detective work. And if you don't know it, look it up. If you buy it, thank you. If you played it, please write us a review. All right, so that's my background. So the first thing I want to talk is technology. Oh, basically, like how did Godot work for us from the development point of view? And I think the important thing is that, so I'm not a solo developer because I can do exactly one thing, that is programming. So I have to get lots of other people to help me. So yeah, I want to talk about programming, game design, different like 2D and 3D art, audio and localization. How did that work? So programming, so I have like years of experience in C#, like before I started using .NET, and I jumped into GDScript, and I really, really love it. I'm not looking back, basically. And and also for us, it's very important that we integrated like another script language, which is called Inc. Basically, we built dialogue systems, and it's kind of like a point-and-click adventure. So we have scenes, close-ups, hot-spotting, and we have like, during different projects, we did lots of small 2D mini-games, basically. And for me personally, I feel like super productive in Godot. Like, it's really, really nice. Regarding game design, like, I worked with different game designers. Like, we had three only on Hauma, and we had other projects as well. And they never touched Godot, and they don't want to touch Godot. So so we're using the Inc engine. Like, it's a dialogue scripting language, but it can also do other things. So the game designers can write dialogues there, they can write game logic, UI logic, like we have this mind board mechanic, so they can just define what is in there, what combines with what. And this separation of concerns worked really well, like for us. So regarding 2D arts, there was no problems at all. So they work like for Hauma, they worked in Photoshop and Clip Studio Paint, and I just get PNGs, they get briefings. That's easy. We didn't have a big 3D project. We did build some prototypes, and we want to go into production also soon. So some of the artists, they know Godot very well, so they kind of integrated that stuff also. But some just work in Maya and hit the export button to GLTF, and that's, I never had an issue with that. And like our VFX artists, the ones we worked with, I'm not sure anybody's here, like really, really knowledgeable in so if you need a VFX artist, there's a good one over there. Hi, Casper. Right, so that's like very deep integrated, of course, in the engine. And audio for us hasn't been such a happy experience, so it's been hit and miss. I don't have it here. We also had two projects exporting to HTML5, so different browsers and mobile browsers. So basically, we had to go through JavaScript and use Howler.js because we couldn't get it running like a native one in the browser without stuttering and stuff like this. But it's possible. Like, the workaround was maybe 1 or 2 days of work, so I didn't mind that. And then in Hauma, we used for the prototype, we used Godot like vanilla, which was very limiting. So we switched to FMOD for production. And in Godot 3, the add-on, it was not really production ready because we do some, like for the voiceovers, once people start clicking away that and lots of stuff happened, we had like just blank crashes. So we had to pull that out of FMOD. But my audio engineer, who I trust a lot, has loads of experience. Like, he says that add-on for Godot 4 is like rock solid, so looking forward to that. Yeah, we haven't switched to Godot 4 yet, but probably will soon. Localization, all happy faces, like that would work really, really well. So we have text in ink, we have in you know, some CSV sheets, and that just, everything goes into one big like table, like CSV file, that goes to Google Drive, and translators, they type in the different languages, it goes back into Godot, and it just works. It's really straightforward, yeah. Okay, moving on to ecosystem. So ecosystem can mean, I mean it's a very broad broad thing. So for me, what was relevant was hiring. What happens when I get stuck or things don't work, and how to learn different parts and aspects of the engine. So hiring, I got to know some people in the job board in the Godot Discord server. That one's really good. And even like when I was first looking for a fixed artist, I didn't know Cubiche, and she like kind of applied. And then later, when she was in the project, I learned she's on the core team, and she's like super knowledgeable about Godot engine. So basically, when I had questions, I could just like hit her up. That was really cool. Then for artists, lots of we find through ArtStation. So like I said, they don't have often, and they don't need to have specific Godot knowledge. And then in my personal network, for example, here locally or somewhere else, it's like I got to know lots of people who already use Godot and are enthusiastic. So yeah, that's how it worked for us. And getting help, interestingly, what worked really well for me was Twitter, and I don't know, so I'm not there anymore. I still have to find out if Mastodon is, which I am now, is equally well, but I guess yes. And so I don't know, we had some roadblocks like with web exports and stuff like this, and I would just like ping the like the devs, like Hugo on Twitter, and I would get like the best answers. So that was like really, really really great. If I had people like personal contacts on Twitter, like I mentioned one before, that worked as well. Yeah, apart from that, I don't know, like the Discord server is like way too busy. Like if I write something there, it just disappears. And I don't use the forums. I would love to use the QA web page, but nobody's there. So I think maybe we should, yeah. It's okay, it worked out for me. Maybe we could get other things going there. Learning, for me, I love the documentation. It's really, really, really great. Also, like, sometimes people complain about YouTube, but for me, it's cool, like, to see visually what people do. I can follow that workflow. And then also a lot of trial and error, like, in the engine, banging my head against stuff until it works. All right. So, BizDev. So these are basically anything that got us income so far. So talking to publishers, work for hire, serious games, and public grants. So for Hama, I think we talked with 30 publishers or so. So interestingly, maybe that's changing or has changed, but they never heard about Godot. Like, and I think they also, but they're quite, I think they was quite open, like, as long as it can as bring games to consoles. So that's a big one, I think, for publishers. And I always said, like, yes, it can be, we can bring it to Nintendo Switch. Other platforms, I don't think so. I have no idea. I can't do it. And it was good enough oftentimes. I think the bigger the publishers are, like we talked with a quite big publisher from here from Germany, and you know, they would regularly go to Xbox and PlayStation. They have these networks, and sometimes maybe they have a deal with one of those platforms and they want to bring the game to those platforms. So I think it's a bigger publisher, it's more important. And and this, the red X, lower X, I think waiting for Godot is working on that. Maybe it's solved or soon to be solved, yeah. Okay, and clients, interestingly, all our clients wanted this, and it makes kind of sense for them because everybody of those, they had some content on some websites, and they wanted to have games there now as well, but they don't want people to download anything, they want just like to go on the website, click, and it runs. And so this worked out for us, like we made several projects, like actually with the same engine as Homa, so it was like narrative kind of serious games, and they all wanted us to run on mobile browsers. So I mean, I guess there's engines that can do that better, but for us, like we already have like our pipeline and way to work in Godot, like with the Ink engine and stuff like that. So Godot was good enough. Even like two of the games, they crash every time on my Windows, on my iPhone 11. So, but it's fine. Like it's not the target. Like this client, they wanted it to run on iPad, so it's okay. It runs on most devices. Public grants don't really care about this stuff. I always write that we're very innovative because we're using open source engine. Don't ask me if it helps, but I can imagine for some grants, like for example the European Union one, where they do care about sustainability and stuff like that, that it could be a bonus point, but it's just speculation basically, yeah. All right, that was the big level overview. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you so much. And we still have a little bit of time for questions. So if anyone has a question, I see hands going up. I saw you first and then in the back. And you, I can remember, but after that, you will have to help me.
Thanks very much. I just wanted to, because you said the point about Xbox and PlayStation, I wanted to emphasize, please make the compatibility for Xbox and PlayStation. That would be brilliant.
Yes, that's the publisher talking, right?
We have a fan, I see. Okay, the very back, and then you.
Do you have to handle your own marketing, or is that your clients typically? And what do you do for that?
Marketing, what we do. We do two kind of projects. Like some are like work for hire projects. So those were serious games, and so the clients, they, we don't do marketing for them. We just develop the game, right? And like one of the those games was language learning serious game for a big institution in Germany. So they have their ways to reach the audience, stuff like that. And for Homa, for like in-house like production, like we have two people who do like community management and social media and all that stuff. And we do have a publisher, which is Assemble Entertainment, and they do additional like marketing. So does it answer your question? Yeah, awesome.
Okay, we have our next question here, and I will be keeping an eye out for the next hands. I already see one. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the presentation. I'm really into serious games, so I was curious if you can kind of expand on that area of your business, kind of who your clients are, or kind of how you come across these projects and so on.
Oh, how to acquire clients? Is that it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, acquiring clients. That's a tough one. I guess there's maybe also people here who are better at this than me, basically. Yeah, basically for us, a lot of clients came through personal contacts, basically. So I know a game designer who's worked so the project was for Goethe Institute, the German Language Institute. He worked for them for several years. And he worked with me on Hauma, and he really loved this kind of ink workflow, so we worked on that. But I think what helps to acquiring clients is getting into touch with lots of people, you know, going to conventions and stuff like this can help a lot, and just pinging people, like what's happening with you, and being like in personal contact. That's like a lot of that, yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is over here.
Yeah, the question is, what was the most effective way for you to find, or like to be hired?
I didn't get it quite. What effective way to?
Yes, what was the most effective way for you to be hired?
To get hired?
Yeah.
So, okay, so for this stuff that I worked here, I didn't get hired, but I did find the budgets and hire people, basically. And to give the super short answer, in one word, I would say portfolio and prior work. If I can see that the people did great work, then I expect they will do great work again, right? And maybe if you're a very junior or beginner or a student, I think a good way to get this, to build up your portfolio and work experience could be through internships, you know?
Yeah. Do we have any more questions? We have 5 more minutes, so there is room for questions. I see a hand, perfect, and then at the back.
Hello, very good talk. In the beginning, the title was The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. Mm-hmm. What was the best, the worst and the most ugliest thing you experienced while starting an indie company using Godot?
The best, the worst and the ugliest? So, the best thing, so when I started this company, I had the complete freedom. I didn't have to judge everything by business decisions, because then you have to think a little bit broader. For example, console support and everything. So I was looking at it more like from a programmer's mindset, and I really loved working in Godot and just took it. And I said, if it has a little bit still of bugs, I can work around it. And if I can just export to Windows, it's fine. I'll publish it on Steam. I just want to work with Godot. That's it. And I was a bit fed up with the engine I worked before, right? So working in Godot has been a blast, like for me personally. I don't think there's like, so it worked out for us, obviously. So there wasn't like a big showstopper. There are annoyances. Like, I think the biggest thing was the whole audio experience. We have to find workarounds. There's other things as well. I think that for us it was rather small. Like, I can't say like this was the big bad thing or the big ugly thing, because otherwise maybe I would have switched already. I don't like big bad ugly things, basically. Yeah.
Okay, we have one more question here, and we have time for another last question. So, you see a hand. We have a question logged in.
Hi, Senat. I know already that you have a team that is not in an office. You have like people everywhere, right? And I'm interested in how you communicate or how you make sure that everybody is updated, and how is your project management basically working?
Okay. So that, thanks for the question. So we are running, exactly, like I said, we're running a remote company, and it's asynchronous. Asynchronous meaning that I can't get an answer now, because Well, we also work a lot with freelancers. It can even be he's gone for a month because he has another project. He will return. So communication is really, really hard to get right. So we have to write a lot. So we have to write and read from each other more often than we talk with each other, basically. And like we do have the group chat and everything. So I have to push people all the time. Like they should write at least once a day. Or at least when they do anything, please write it in there, because if you're a remote team and don't write your progress, like in the progress channel, it's like you don't exist. Like it's really, really hard. It's much easier when you're in an office. And we have been really small teams most of the time, so I just let it flow. It was like kind of a chaos that came to an end somehow, you know. And for Homa, we were like up to 8 people, and I kind of felt it like falling apart. So it works until a certain number. So with 8 people, it starts breaking apart. So we have to make that better next project. We have to get some dedicated person on the project management for sure, like, or producing, yeah.
Okay, thank you for this answer. We have our last question of the day, of this talk, over here, and I sure hope it's an easier one than the last one.
Yeah, pretty fast one. You mentioned that you did a lot of work like integrating Fmod and Ink Engine. Are you planning into releasing back that to the community as extension or the DOM or something on the store? Let's say like the store, the plugin.
Okay, so if we plan to... So it's about Fmod integration to Godot, right? So there is already add-ons. Like there's an add-on for 3.5. I think there's even 2. Like one is built on top of the other, and we used it. And I didn't exactly work in it. Like our audio engineer worked in it, and he was not very happy. So I would say it's not really production ready. It can really break your neck, basically. From our experience, even if that may sound harsh, I'm sorry, and so we're just users. We didn't change it basically, and there's another one for Godot 4. My audio engineer, he said that it's really, really good. So we look forward to switching to Godot 4 and using that add-on. Yeah.
Okay, thank you again for the answers, and thank the audience for all your questions and for being here. And one big round of applause for Senat.